This message is made possible by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, which in 2021 is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Ronald Reagan becoming our nation's 40th president.
Well, let me make a pledge to you tonight. If you give me the opportunity, I will put the corruption fighters back in charge at GSA to finish the job they started. And that goes for every department, agency, and bureau in the executive branch. Actually, I believe we can do even better. My goal will be spending reductions of 10% by fiscal year 1984. I'll appoint men and women in key positions who share my belief that it is the government and not the people that must cut back in spending. And I'll work with citizens' task forces that will examine every department and agency.
Learn more at www.reaganfoundation.org/40at40.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. My son Richard will join us here in just a few minutes. We are going to do movie reviews and their movies from the 80s.
Yes, and by the way, have you noticed that a lot of movies do reflect the decade they're in?
Of course.
In the 70s, you still had a lot of movies that were about Vietnam, that were rebellious, that, you know what I mean? They were more kind of gutter level and stuff like that. Well,
You're right.
They really were. Yeah. And but you also had some incredible movies.
Mm-hmm. We talked about them
Star
last week.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Things that were... The thing I really loved about the 70s was that it advanced quickly space, sci-fi, and a lot of these kinds of movies to ways that you'd never seen. Well, the 80s...
Technology started to improve, right?
Right. The 80s really reflected the positivity of the Reagan era. It did. And obviously, this is all coming out of Hollywood that hated Reagan. But the Reagan era was booming, John. There were jobs everywhere. There was money everywhere. People had everything. Every sector of society was advancing so quickly in their income versus what they had to buy. You didn't have 13-whatever% inflation and high unemployment and all this kind of stuff. You didn't have Jimmy Carter anymore. And the entire country was getting into doing fun movies. One huge thing we saw in the 80s was all kinds of teen movies that were fun. You know, Risky Business and so forth. You saw so many of the teen movies take off because it was just this exciting, positive era where people didn't seem to worry about anything except how do I ask out that girl?
Right.
Not how do I protest that war?
Right.
It was
a totally different way. It flip-flopped.
Look.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes, it totally went from one direction to the other. You're correct.
80s movies, and I think we're going to see...
They're more fun.
We're going to see this. They're fun.
Not that they're better movies. They're just, in
most cases,
great more
movies.
Fun.
There were great movies in the 70s. I will say this, though. The 80s had more great movies.
It was
a hotter decade. I mean, the 70s was great, too. But the 80s, man, oh, man, were they churning them out.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Since Richard's... he's tied up for just 1 second. He'll join us in a moment. So let's do this. We'll have a nice long segment when we start things off. Let's do this. American National Insurance is next. And my good agent, Paul Leuenberger, who, by the way, I need to get back on air here quickly because there's lots of things to talk about when it comes to insurance and what's changing and so on. I'll do that. I'll get Paul back on here in the near future. In the meantime, anything you need from Paul as you look to get things insured properly, give him a call today. He'll give you a free quote, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, who I spoke to most of the, all the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, and it's always a great joy to talk to Kurt. He'll join me a little bit tomorrow during Drive Radio. And one of the things that I should talk about with Kurt, we tend to forget to at times, is his asset manager loan, too, which for a lot of you that are self-employed or just are great money managers, it's a great way for you to get your loan paid off quickly, still use that equity for other things if you'd like. Ask him about the asset manager, how it works, and if it would be right for you. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
From Denver's KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with traffic and weather. Starting off on the roads again, I-76 East at E-470 backed up to Colorado 2, a crash West 72nd Avenue at Pecos, and then another one I-70 East at Havana. You've got a crash at I-70 West at 6th Avenue, I-25 North at 6th Avenue, Broadway South at Mississippi, and I-225 South at Yosemite. That's our nightly crash at 225 in Yosemite, backed up all the way to Parker Road. C-470 East at Santa Fe, another wreck. And in Parker, 83 at Stroh Road. Skyview weather from KLZ 560, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Breezy to gusty. We're going to see 17 to 22 miles an hour. And get this, winds could get as high as 31 miles an hour. So grab the Dachshund, Doris. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station since 1922.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Richard, we're going to do 80s movies, and let's get rolling. Let's fire them off.
You had a crush on her, didn't you?
Olivia Newton-John? Didn't everybody?
Just because of her last name?
Pretty much.
John?
No, she was good looking, too.
She was very good looking.
Yes.
In Greece, when she gets into the black leather at the end. By the way, that was a great movie.
It was.
That was last week.
That
right?
was last week.
Okay. By the way, before we even get into movies, and by the way, hi, Rich. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hello.
Richard.
Richard. Before we even get into the movies, I just want to highlight one actress who only existed in the 80s. She literally stopped existing afterward, and that is Molly Ringwald.
You'd be correct.
16 Candles.
Are you going to go in that direction?
16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. She absolutely fell off the map. afterward. No, you know what? I'm not going to go in that direction. I'm going to start off because I'm only going to do two clips today, and I want to do this one. And
of course you are. You're going to ruin it for all of us.
I know I am. That's why I'm here. I like to ruin things, especially for you, Richard.
I know.
This first one is a John Cusack movie. Am I the only one here who likes him?
No, Cusack's good.
I like Cusack. Mm-hmm. And this is a movie called Better Off Dead. And in this movie, it's just a bizarre movie. There's this couple of guys who are Asian guys who like to race him. And they have these loudspeakers on top of their car, and they talk like Howard Cosell. Here you go. And he's in the car. John Cusack, he never knows when they're going to pull up next to him at a stoplight. And he's in the car with two other people. Here we go.
Oh, no, not now.
What do they want?
They want a race.
Wayne Meyer, the kid from Green Bay.
See, here's a good example. Two brothers, one speaks no English, the other learned how to speak English from watching the wide world of sports. So you tell me, which is better, speaking no English at all or speaking Howard Cosell?
The chances seem slim that this once great has the nerve, the desire to win that he once had.
You must obey the proper speed limits. A car is not a toy.
Anyway, it's hilarious. This movie, what I'm going to try to do now and then, especially for Richard, who wasn't alive yet during this decade, you know. By the way, Richard, this is the last decade we had a thing called capitalism. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It happened back then. Yeah. You missed out on it, and I'm sorry about that. But I want to bring up some movies now and then that people haven't thought of when they think of the 80s. We're going to talk about the big ones. Better Off Dead is bizarre and funny throughout. It's a 4-star movie. This is worth seeing. It's worth renting if you just want to get away from reality and be stupid for a couple hours. It is definitely worth it. There you go. Richard, you're up next.
Well, Andy, I'll be honest. You shocked me. And I actually told my dad yesterday that if you are probably going to start with the movie I am going to start with and ruin it for both of you, but that's what you people get. So I am going to go with something that is very, very fascinating, and that is, or not fascinating, I guess, one of my favorite movies, and that is Top Gun.
Of course. You know I wouldn't take Top Gun from you. That'd be
Andy,
terrible.
You take all of the good ones usually.
Usually,
and
yeah.
You blame it on some reason of like, I don't know, I just, you know, really find this perplexing or something.
You know,
it's
I gotta be honest. What actually happens is your dad gets your movies in advance and he slides this sheet of paper over to me.
Oh jeez. No, they're in the notes.
It's so great.
They're already in the notes.
I just target them. I've got Richard movies. I highlight them.
There we go.
Go ahead, Top Gun.
Sure. Top Gun. And I can't wait for Top Gun 2, I'll be honest.
When is it coming out?
This summer.
I think it's July, because it was supposed to come out last year, and then obviously with COVID. Because, again, we talked about this, you know, a few months ago, right, with movies you've got to see in theaters. Top Gun is one of those movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't just go see Top Gun anywhere else, right?
So Top Gun worldwide, by the way, back in the day, grossed $350 million.
For back then, that was pretty good.
And let's be honest, it's kind. I mean, it's obviously.
And by the way, it was one big free commercial for the Air Force.
Navy, Dad.
Navy.
I mean, sorry.
Same thing, but people.
Come on now.
It was Navy, but people thought Air Force.
Sorry.
You know, Dad, if the Navy and the Army put more money into things like that movie rather than the garbage ad you played yesterday, they would be a lot better off.
That is a fact.
Which ad did you play?
You didn't hear the ad I played yesterday?
They've had so many of these.
Well, this is the new ad about, what's her name, Sarah? I can't remember. Or Anna. No, Emma.
Yeah,
Emma. The new gal, Emma, and it's like a cartoon.
She's got two moms.
It's all about being woke. She has two moms, and she, you know, needs to find herself. She goes to the Army to find herself. Nothing in there about, you know, fighting for freedom or standing tall or doing the things we need to do to move our country forward. It's all about finding yourself.
I just want you to know, I feel safer already.
I don't.
That she's at the helm.
I actually don't. I do not feel
She's
safe.
She's keeping you safe, John. She would lay down her life for you in a
heartbeat.
If
I'm relying on her to keep me safe, I'm gunning up.
And Dad, what I would say is this: if they want to put out more movies like this, I am all for it because it is one of the best guy movies.
Yes.
Of all time.
Right? It is.
You're just watching jets go fast, and then you get your surround sound, and right? If you're, this is one of those things, the movies where if you're testing your surround sound, like
that's
you
the one you
set
use.
Up,
yes.
Right. You yes. you turn on the trailer from Top Gun to hear true. To hear if it works.
Okay, really quick before we go on, Richard. Best guy, because we've done best guy movies ever. We've done that, but just terrific guy movies. This or Tombstone? I mean, it's a totally different kind, but man, oh man, am I
it's
close
flip
there?
A coin.
Is that close?
Yeah, flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
are you going to sit
like
there and
Tombstone's
bleed?
Got a little bit. Yeah, but Tombstone's got a little bit more love story in it because Top Gun obviously's got the love story, but not really. And so, outside of the volleyball scene, Top Gun is like next level,
yeah.
right? Because I mean, even though you know they superimpose your body, right, Dad, on Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mine too.
Yeah.
By the way, do you think as I do, and I think as we all do, that Tombstone would have benefited from a volleyball scene?
Wyatt
Earp. It had been invented
in
yet.
Doc Holliday.
All right, my turn.
Sure, why not?
Yes,
okay, I got to go with one of the all-time best movies of the 80s because I think anybody that grew up in that era or even in the 90s probably watched this movie because of what it was, and there's part of it in actually our intro into our show, and that would be If You Mess With the Bull, Young Man, You Get the Horn. It's Breakfast Club.
That's classic.
Right? There's so many classic one-liners, and you talk about a movie with no CGI,
right.
No multiple scenes. You know, they're not traveling all around different places to do their shoots. It was shot in one school library.
I know. The
basically,
set, the
right?
set design cost nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think the budget of Breakfast Club was? Any idea?
Well, for the actors, it cost some money because there were some terrific
$1 million
young
dollars for Breakfast Club budget.
Wow,
that was all it was.
So that is just all of them before they were anything.
One, yeah, it was just one, yeah. They weren't making any money at that point.
Okay, shall I jump in?
You want to know how much it grossed?
How much?
So they put $1 million budget into it and it grossed $51 million. And by the way, people are still watching it today. So even though it only grossed $51 million, 50 of that's profit.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Once again, there are a lot of big ones. I'm going to go big, but not as big, with the movie Big.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yep.
Tom Hanks.
And this is just when he was just getting started.
That's true.
And just heating up. And I'm telling you what, the keyboard scene from Big, remember that?
No, I don't.
Where they would dance on the keyboard? Him and the older guy.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
And they would go, chopsticks, and they both start doing it. That is still one of the classic scenes. And Big was a classic movie. That is one, once again, that you can, folks, if you haven't rented Big in quite a while, do it. You're going to have fun. Go ahead, Richard.
Touche, yeah. Kind of before Tom Hanks got super big. So I'm going to go with another Army. I'm going to go with another Army one here in just, I guess, we went and did this a few weeks ago, and it's Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did this one as far as, you know, one of the best scenes of all time, right?
Yeah.
That was so great.
The opening scene and the iconic,
Gunny.
And you remember where you're at.
Yeah, there's not, I don't think you could even go to that movie and pull a clip and play it on air.
You know, Charlie does that entire speech every time John and I come in here to do the show.
He should, actually.
Whips us in the line.
He probably should, actually. And by the way, a lot of you are giving us a lot of text messages, and I appreciate that very much. I'll mention most of these probably because a lot of these that you're actually suggesting is on our list as well. So I will roll through these. One honorable mention, though, real quick, that just came in from a texter since I'm up, and I'll mention it before mine, is Used Cars. With Kurt Russell, which, by the way, actually a pretty funny movie. And nobody really knows much about it.
He was so awesome.
It's actually pretty funny. It's actually a pretty good movie. So
yes, it is.
All right, I am up. And, okay, this was one of my favorite movies in that era just because it was just red-blooded American stuff. And we all thought the commies were going to invade at any time anyway. So Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Wolverines.
I agree.
It's a good movie.
By the way, that's a guy movie, isn't it, Richard?
It's a total guy movie.
Richard, you never saw it, did
you? Absolutely. I did. I saw the original.
Oh, there you go.
It's good.
Okay, I got to do one blockbuster. Okay. I mean, there are so. Okay, I'm going to do two back to back. Sorry, guys. I got to do two of my favorite all-time movies because they're from the 80s. My favorite movie of all time, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I knew that was that's on the list.
I got to do it. I got to throw that out there because Harrison Ford, that movie, the pace and everything about it is perfect start to finish. What a wonderful movie. So well written, everything about it. And what was up until that time the funniest movie I'd ever seen in my life, Ghostbusters. I laughed myself sick.
It was pretty funny. I saw that several times at the theater, by the way. One of the few movies I've seen more than once.
It was so funny. You had to see it over and over and over.
It was pretty funny, actually.
Bill Murray.
His
delivery of every single line was just perfect.
Well, he had just come off of, you know, several other good big
Stripes.
Blockbuster movies as well. So, you know, it just fit. You know, it was just perfect timing for him.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
Richard, I know that goes way back, but did you enjoy Ghostbusters?
I did. I mean, yes, probably not as much as I should have, but yeah. I mean, it was a good classic.
Kids these days don't appreciate the classics. Nah, that was good.
It was good. Now I never saw the remake. Was it any good?
No.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything.
No, you did not.
All right,
Richard, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go on the, I guess, sports side of things here because we need to throw one of those. By the way, 80s is definitely a really good decade for for movies. And that's going to be Major League.
Oh, you
just stole it from me.
See, you took it from me. You're whining about
Boo?
You're
Joe
whining
Boo?
About me taking them from you.
Are you saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
That is such a that I still think is the funniest sports movie
it is,
I've ever seen.
Hilarious. It is hilarious.
I think Joe Boo. Correct. It is pretty good. It's hard to top and the acting, the actors in it is
again great.
Pretty solid. It's
they're
hard
great.
To beat.
Charlie Sheen has never been funnier. And when he comes on the field when they're playing Wild Thing at the end.
It's great.
What a great scene.
It's great.
Major League. I agree. Love it. I can't see that one too much.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just, and that's one, okay, so that's, I know we've done this genre before as well, but it's one of those movies that if it's ever on, period, you're stopping.
You stop
what
you're doing.
I don't care if it's two-thirds in, you're stopping and watching the rest.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You just got to see it. And then you get engrossed in it. You actually care about the story.
That's great. Anyways, it's a great movie. All right, I'm up.
Yep.
All right, one. And I hate to do this because a lot of folks don't like Tom Cruise, but this is one of the all-time best movies of the 80s. Well, a lot of folks don't like Tom Cruise, but anyways. And it is probably one of the best underwear scenes ever. Would be Tom Cruise sliding out in Risky Business.
Yes.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Yeah.
He made Bob Seger, by the way, I think even made his music better with that movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
did he not?
Bob Seger was already popular. He became more so.
That really just raised it a notch or so, right?
I agree.
Anyways, good movie.
Very good movie.
I can't believe we're being chased by Guido, the killer pimp. Okay, go ahead.
Let's go horror movie here because, oh my gosh, the sequel to Aliens, I got to bring it up. What a great, great sci-fi movie. What a thrill it was seeing that from start to finish. Sigourney Weaver piloted the whole idea of the great heroine, the action heroine in that movie. She was spectacular, set the bar way higher than it had ever been. Great movie.
Great movie. Agree. Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so
we'll take a break right after this round. By the way, go ahead.
So I'm going to go with one that I can't. I'll be honest. It took me a while to see this, obviously, because of what it was, and I kind of saw it in reverse because they had a more modern sequel of this movie that came out with Shia LaBeouf. But I think the first one is still great. And Dad, I know what you're going to say here in a second about the cell phone that you had, and that's Gordon Gekko. And Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, great movie. I had that cell phone.
Yep.
I did. I owned it.
You did?
The Motorola Ultra Classic. That was the first portable cell phone that most people ever owned, and I had one, yes, back in the day.
Very cool.
It was the brick phone, we called them. The thing was the size of a, you just like put a brick up to your ear. They were ginormous. it was like a lethal weapon all by itself. A great movie, by the way. And you know what? The second one, I still think the first one's better, although they did some things in the second one that made you know, they did some cameos and stuff from the first one where Bud Fox is even in the second one. It's actually a pretty good movie. I don't know if it's as good as the first, but both of them are pretty good. So there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I know. Let me guess. Your next one, The Blue Lagoon. That would just be so you.
No. You know, we weren't allowed to watch it as kids. But probably wasn't allowed to watch this one either, but we did anyways, and that would be Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of the most famous high school movies ever.
When he has the pizza delivered to him in class.
Mr. Hand. It's Mr. Hand. It's my time. Your time. My dad's got an awesome set of tools. Now, there's so many one-liners in that. You just keep pulling them out. It's hilarious.
It's a classic.
It is.
That's a good one.
We'll take a break. We're going to come right back. By the way, Dave Hart from Roof Max just texted and said his would be Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dave, good one, by the way. Boom, chug-a-lug-a, boom, chug-a-lug-a. Anyways, Stripes is Dave's at Roof Max. If you want that free roof inspection, which, by the way, you need, give Dave a call today, and he'll get you all set up and taken care of. And, yes, your roof needs maintenance on it just like anything else in your world does, car, house, you name it. The roof is one of those things you need to get checked every year. I'd say every spring is when I do mine. So have Dave out. Have him look at it. See if anything needs done. And he can make your roof, in most cases, last another 5, 10, or 15 years, depending upon current condition. 303-710-6916.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, Richard Rush, and Andy Pate. Let me say something also about 80s movies. This is when we really saw a picking up of the pace of movies.
Agree.
Okay.
Yes, true. You're right.
Yeah, and a lot of this is because the 80s were a time when corporate America was catering to people fast. Fast food was booming during this time. It was already around, but it was becoming the thing. And people wanted stuff fast, fast, fast. Their attention spans were going shorter, and they wanted you to provide that product quickly, okay? Mm-hmm. And on that note, I'm going to go with a movie that had an incredible pace to it throughout, and that is The Princess Bride. The Princess Bride was fast. Scene to scene. True. To scene to scene to scene. Something happening, boom, 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 all the way through it. And by the way, director Rob Reiner was just on an absolute tear at that time when he was making movies. I could go into some of those because he did Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, just one after the other, movies that moved quickly. So The Princess Bride.
Okay. Good one, by the way.
Okay. Richard, you're up.
Yes, very good. Very good. Very, very good one. All right, so I'm going to go kind of in the opposite direction, Andy, or not even kind of, completely in the opposite direction. And that's going to be with our good old buddy Al Pacino in Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
By the way.
He was young then, by the way.
Can anybody do a speech in a movie better than Al Pacino?
Not many. Not many.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe George C. Scott.
Maybe.
That's about it.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I mean there I mean, are very
he's
few.
Right up there. You're right. He's good.
You're talking like five or six ever. John Wayne, by the way, was incredible. But, yeah. Scarface, classic.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, good one, Richard. Okay, and I'm trying to go back and do some of these that, you know, were maybe – I mean, some of these are just so known, but you still got to mention them, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. Well, once again, teen movie explosions.
Great movie.
And here's the thing. These teen movies.
Rooney.
I know. These teen movies, and so many of them were the same formula. You know. The bad principal who was evil.
Ed Rooney.
But they were so well written.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, teen movies had not been.
He's a righteous dude.
They hadn't been written like this. They were
no,
funny.
You're right. They're good. They were good.
Yeah. 16 Candles.
You know, here's the other thing real quick. Have we lost some of that because everybody's so uber sensitive now?
Yes.
I mean, it's like you can't say anything about anybody anymore for fear you might offend someone. So we've lost all fun.
Yeah. Teen movies now are nothing but a preach-a-thon. They are nothing but
not
sermons.
Not like these, are they?
Oh, yeah. Nothing at all.
No,
I mean, oh, no. I'm sorry. Nothing at all. Teen movies today are sermons. Am I right, Richard?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they make me sick. Let me. As long as we're doing teen movies, how about a teen killer movie from back then? Heathers.
Oh, yeah.
Heathers.
Good one, yeah.
Once again, extremely well written and, you know, sick, sadistic a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yes.
But really good.
Mm-hmm.
And funny.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, you're up.
I agree.
Oh, I'm up. I'm up.
You're up.
He always checks out while I speak.
You're up.
You know what, Richard?
Usually,
that's okay.
Usually.
Richard, that's okay. My wife does the same thing. When I talk, she just checks out.
One of the same, Andy. One of the same. All right. I can't believe we haven't said this one yet.
Okay.
And that's going to be the truest of true Christmas movies and Die Hard.
Yes!
Yeah.
I can't believe, and it is a Christmas movie for those people
who are asking. Is a Christmas movie.
I was going to say it, but I'm trying to stay away from all big movies. But yeah. Boy, did that just...
Those are the best kind, Andy. Those are the best kind.
Richard, have you ever seen a bigger... I know there are many, but a bigger example of somebody taking TV success right onto the big screen out of nowhere? I mean, obviously, Bruce Willis on Moonlighting had become a mega star on TV. He goes right off the TV, right onto the big screen and does Die Hard, and you're just blown away.
Jennifer Aniston.
I wouldn't say it was
Friends to the movies. Yes, she did.
No, yeah, I know, but she one huge monster score like this, going from Moonlighting to Die
Maybe
Hard.
Not immediate. I don't know. That's a tough call. I'd have to go back and look.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, I was going to say you don't see it very much anymore, right?
No,
you don't see many TV actors that go to movies and vice versa. I mean, you see a little bit of someone who's maybe fallen off the big movie scene and gone to TV a little
right,
bit.
And you go back, yeah, go the other way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's a good point.
But you don't see it anymore. So, yeah, definitely interesting. But, yeah, Bruce, he did it very, very good, very well.
Okay.
All right, you're up.
John.
Oh, I'm up now? Okay, so how about – okay, I'm going to do this one on behalf of Dan. I'll add one on top of this as well. But Dan just texted me a moment ago, and he said, Uncle Bob did not take us to see Porky's in 1981. I was not allowed to watch that when I was a kid.
Not a great movie, by the way.
No, not a great movie. Okay, a movie, though, that was absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
That, you know, again, one of those funny movies you just go back to over and over again, Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious movie.
Classic.
I mean, dragging a dead guy around all over the place, you know, it's just hilarious. And the actor that played Bernie was hilarious. How do you play a dead guy, by the way? I mean, he did a great job. All right, before we go to Andy, we've got Patrick and Peyton joining us now. Let me make sure I set this up correctly. Patrick, you're up, sir.
Hey, John.
How are we doing, sir?
Good. I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but Repo Man.
No, we have not mentioned that one.
Repo Man is always intense.
It is. And you know what? It is. It had had a lot of young actors in it as well.
Yeah, it had Emilio Estevez.
Right.
I like him.
I do too. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No, good one, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Total classic.
All right, Andy, you are up.
Okay, I'm going to go back the movie before Princess Bride, and I did mention it earlier, but I got to do it again, where Rob Reiner really burst on the scene as a director. This was actually his second movie, Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
What a performance by several of these young
guys. Richard didn't mention that one. That was one of his favorite shows as a kid.
Was it? Well, River Phoenix just burst on the scene with this, and what a tragedy when he died, because you could tell he was just going to keep rocketing up the star, you know, to greater and greater stardom. Stand By Me had some of the best acting ever by young actors. And Rob Reiner just knew how to direct them. He knew how to connect. It's a great movie, folks. It's actually taken from Stephen King's book. I think it's called The Body. And just wonderful. So there you go. Stand By Me.
Richard. By the way, Ann.
Yes.
Producer Ann just texted and said, Molly Ringwald has apologized for her 80s movies. How stupid is that? They were great.
What?
Why would you apologize for that?
Apologize for them?
They're great.
They were good.
They were all, yeah, exactly.
Chill, lady. Yeah,
exactly. Get over yourself. All yeah. right, Richard, you're up.
Oh, yeah, I know that's silly. Again, cancel culture, I guess.
I guess so.
I'm again, another one that I know it's a big one, Andy, but and it barely made the cut, but again, one of the more well-known sports movies, a little bit slower, so kind of opposite of what you're thinking you're talking about, Andy, but that's going to be Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Build it and they will come.
I was next on my list. You just took it right off my list.
I sent your list to Richard.
If you build it, they will, or no, if you build it, he will come is what he says. I just watched it the other night. We always get that wrong. If you build it, he will come.
Oh.
And they're trying to figure out who he is, which we, if you have to watch the movie, you know, Richard must have had a bad connection, so...
He just dropped off?
He'll get it. Yeah, we'll get him back here in just a second. But no, that by the way, that's a really, how should you say, at times heart-wrenching movie as well. It's a good movie. It's just got all the good stuff in it.
You know, I don't like watching it, and it's a great movie. I am so impressed by it, but it's so depressing watching somebody's life and everything just collapsing for so long. I know the payoff at the end. I get it, but boy, it was hard for me. Gut-wrenching.
I can understand that. I think that's a good way to say it. All right, go ahead, Andy. We'll get Richard back here in a minute. Keep going.
You're next.
Oh, I'm next.
Yes.
Oh, how about one of my favorite movies of all time, and again, great actors in it, and these guys either started off famous or became famous after the movie, Untouchables.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Sean Connery. I tell you what, it was so good.
Connery, Costner.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a bunch of them that are in it. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie. And yet again, they were picking up the pace.
Very much so.
With
not too many dull moments in that movie.
No.
Even the scenes where they're trying to get things set up, it's not too dull. They're rolling right along.
Okay, well, let me jump into something different. The 80s also launched something that had been long dormant, and that was great Disney cartoons, which were musicals. They had really gone into hibernation. Mm-hmm. They weren't happening, and yet out of nowhere came The Little Mermaid.
Oh, that was back then?
Yes, right.
Really?
Toward the tail end. And I'm telling you what, man, what wonderful music. Of course, it won Best Musics. And it was just so well written, so well scripted, and it also had a really good pace. And also the cartoonistry, we look at it now and it looks very old-fashioned, old style.
Right, no, but in the day,
a leap forward.
No, you're correct on that one.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have to skip Richard here for a minute because he had to make a phone call real quick, so
okay.
We'll just keep rolling here. Again, a movie that, I want to make sure I don't step on toes when I say this, but it's almost one of those movies that when we were either teens or early adolescents, it was almost one of those rite of passage movies that you just had to watch. That would be The Outsiders.
The Outsiders?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
You never saw it? Good movie.
No.
You ever see it, Charlie? You seen The Outsiders? You never saw The Outsiders either?
But
maybe I'm the only one.
No, Charlie and I have never passed to adulthood.
That's that it.
That's kind of what's happened.
That's
to
why.
Us. Okay.
Outsiders was a great movie. And again, it was one of those movies where it was early 80s, 83. And it had C. Thomas Howell, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Tom Cruise, Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, Ralph Macchio, or Macchio, Diane Lane. I mean, it had all those stars in one movie, and they were all young and hungry, and it was a great movie.
Okay. Well, tell you what, let's pick up the pace. Let's do a few really quick and go to break.
Okay, go ahead.
Back to the Future. How can we not do Back to the Future? What, this is when Spielberg was just red hot.
Yeah.
He had done, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He does Back to the Future. It was funny. It was fast. It was great to watch. It had it all.
I agree.
That was a 4.5, maybe 5-star movie. And you know I never give 5.
They were all, and you know, with the exception of maybe one of the sequels, they were all pretty good.
They were all pretty good.
Another great movie, by the way, which I another one of those where if it's on, I'll stop and watch it, The Right Stuff.
Yep.
It's a great movie about the, you know, the space program and so on. A little slow, but
little
good
slow.
Movie. Oh, very slow.
Really
long.
Well made, though. Here's another long movie. And this one pioneered a whole new level. This, by the way, the 80s, you saw so many things that pioneered all new levels of movies, right? The Abyss.
Oh.
For underwater.
Yeah, I didn't have that on
action
my list
movies. The Abyss, it had all new special effects and just a tremendous story. It was great.
All right, I'll get one more in here before we go to break, and that would be, there's so many. Oh, you know what? I have to mention this one.
Okay.
Scary movie. Set here in Colorado. The Shining.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Here's Johnny.
Rad Rom.
It was a good movie.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks. I've been saying this here for the last several weeks here as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, which is just next week. You can still get some meat and things ready to go for your big barbecue you're going to have next weekend. Barber's Foods will get that handled for you. Just go right to the website, barbersfoods.com. Put an order in. Make sure you tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason. But again, it's really easy. It's barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse, located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
From Denver's KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with traffic and weather. Take responsibility, accept challenges. That sounds like you. I thought so. And there's a tool for your toolbox. Sign up at klzradio.com/accountable. That's klzradio.com/accountable. New crashes, 25 South at I-70, Sheridan Boulevard at West 10th Avenue, I-70 West at 6th, and I-25 North at Lincoln. Oh, and a new crash, I-25 North at 84th Avenue. Tonight, Skyview weather. From KLZ 560, mostly cloudy with a low around 52, breezy to gusty 17 to 22, with winds reaching as high as 31 miles an hour. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4, partly sunny with a high near 75, but again, winds could gust as high as 21 miles an hour. Flying squirrels. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station since 1922.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Charlie, there we go. Good job. Myself, Andy, Richard, I think he had a phone call he had to go take, and so he split a little early here, so Andy and I will finish things up.
Yeah, and folks, John wanted to come sliding in here in his underwear.
No.
This is a family show, John. This was a funny scene, though, by the way.
Yeah, put my pants back. They're on.
Okay. Are you ready to hear Nicolas Cage sing?
Sure, go ahead.
And by the way, this is from a movie that I wanted to do a few that people have not thought about forever. But if you rent it, you're going to have fun. This is Peggy Sue Got Married, and it stars Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage. And basically, in the present day, it's another time travel movie. In the present day, they're in a bad marriage. He's cheated on her. His life has gone south. And she goes back in time to where she can not get together with him, but now she's seeing him sing. He's actually not that bad, is he?
No.
Here's what's interesting.
He really loves you, too. You're so lucky. He's always telling Walter how wonderful you are.
Okay, so the interesting thing is she wants to never be together with him because she knows it's a bad marriage, but she's falling in love with him again. And here's something that people forget. One of the backup singers in the group with Nicolas Cage was a young Jim Carrey.
Really? I didn't know
that. Yes, yes. This is actually a very good movie. And by the way, it did very well back then. Got really good reviews. Peggy Sue Got Married. You're up.
Okay. All right, folks. Let's see. Gosh, there's so many. And by the way, all of you that have texted in, there's a lot of movies that you've texted. There's a lot still on our list. A lot of what you have texted in is on our list. And if I didn't mention it, it's not because I didn't read it and was ignoring it. It's just
it's a long decade.
There's only so much time and things we can actually do when we're on air. So, I'm surprised Andy hasn't mentioned this one yet, Naked Gun.
It was coming. What a funny movie.
Hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Again, another fast-paced, funny movie that changed from the 70s.
Yeah, and by the way, Naked Gun, there was actually a movie that came out before it called Top Secret.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
And Top Secret was the first in that line
of
absolutely bizarre comedies put out by these guys.
I forgot all about that. You are correct.
Then you had Naked Gun 2. And it totally changed a different style of humor.
Okay, real quick before we...
Yeah, go ahead.
And I know Brian's calling in as well. Do you think when it came to 80s movies that, I mean, I know everything you've said about them, you know, we got better technology, they started to become more fast-paced.
I think
a lot of the directors and such, writers even learned all sorts of things. But do you think that's because, like us, I mean, for me, and I don't know if it was different for the era, you know, the generation before us, but for us, going out on a Friday night with either your girlfriend or your friends or whatever to the movies, and even sometimes seeing two in one night, was a big deal when I was a teenager.
Yes, absolutely.
And even into early adulthood. I mean, going to the movies was an event.
Yes, it was an event. And also keep in mind, money was flowing. The 80s was great. And by the way, the corporatization, everybody expecting to be catered to as a customer everywhere they went, this also affected the church. This is when we saw the rise of the mega churches, where everybody had to have a youth program, music program, this program, that program, because everybody would talk about my church has this for my kids or
you're
for
right.
counseling or
you're
whatever.
Right. Good point. Brian in North Denver, you're next, sir. Hello, Brian.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Go for it, Brian.
Oh, fantastic. I had a cult classic car movie, The Wraith. With Charlie Sheen.
The Wraith?
Yeah.
The Wraith with there in Tucson.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it is.
I forgot about that movie. Good
that's
movie.
That's worth renting.
Yes.
And the other two would be a pair of Blake Edwards movies that people forget about.
Oh.
Victor Victoria.
Yep.
And S.O.B. S.O.B. is one of the funniest movies I have ever seen, and people forget it even existed.
Yes.
Did Blake Edwards, Brian, did he also direct 10, or am I missing this?
I'm not
Pink
sure.
Pink Panther. I know
that.
He did Pink Panther. I was wondering if he did 10.
And he did 10 too, Charlie said.
Everybody forgets Julie Andrews went topless in S.O.B.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
She did.
Good. Brian, good one. Those are some I hadn't good ones, by the way. Oh, Charlie said it was his wife.
She was his wife.
All right, whose turn? Yours or mine? Go ahead. We got just 1 minute or so left, so
roll. Okay, we're
going to
go fast. Guys got to have The Fish Called Wanda. Loved it.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, hilarious. You must see it. It's worth renting. Go.
How about Weird Science?
Excellent. Classic.
Okay.
How about Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes, good one. Lethal,
great performance.
How about Lethal Weapon?
Oh, yes.
The first one was the best, I still think.
Here's one that people don't think about, Rambo, First Blood.
Oh, I forgot all about that being then.
Yep.
Yes, you are correct.
Go ahead.
E.T., Phone Home.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
My gosh. Okay. Spielberg was a god back then. Okay. Predator.
Oh, that was then?
Yes. Arnie was just rolling
yes,
at the time.
Yes, he was.
Go ahead.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Okay, here's one that I don't think you've seen, Midnight Run.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
Funny.
Wow, really long time.
Really good movie. Go ahead. And it got 4 stars.
One I'm surprised we have not mentioned yet because it's a classic. We even play bits and pieces of it throughout our intros, Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
One of the all-time funniest movies ever.
Yep. Okay, there were a lot of Star Trek movies. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is a classic with Ricardo Montalban as Khan.
Okay. I know it's a corny movie, but I still like watching it. That would be Roadhouse. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah. It's classic. Okay, how about this? Batman, the original one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, good.
We all think about the newest Joker, but Jack Nicholson was terrific in his own way.
All right, we'll come right back, folks. A Good Shop is up next. Whatever you need when it comes to your vehicle, whether it needs to be detailed, fixed up, or you've been in a collision and you need that repaired as well, they can do it all. It's a one-stop shop. There's 3 locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-541-7697.
A Good Shop fights on your behalf to make sure you get the most out of your insurance claim. Chances are, your insurance adjuster has never fixed a car before. Your adjuster may not realize that your vehicle has hidden or secondary damage as a result of your collision. So your insurance claim may not cover those repairs, unless your auto body shop advocates for you. Al Sturm has a long history of working with insurance companies, both as a customer service representative helping people with their claims over the phone and as a collision repair specialist, communicating between his own customers and their adjusters. Al and his team at A Good Shop will advocate for you behind the scenes, fighting on your behalf to make sure your claim covers everything. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. It's time for Rapid Fire. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Last Starfighter, Footloose. Rain Man, Gandhi, Chariots of Fire, Tootsie, Man with Two Brains, Spaceballs, Blues Brothers. How about some teen vampires, The Lost Boys?
Yeah, that one was just mentioned on a text.
Poltergeist, RoboCop. That charted some new
Running
territory.
Man, somebody just texted.
Running Man, Dirty Dancing, Coming to America, Roxanne, The Karate Kid, Overboard, and Amadeus.
Tons, folks. All right, that's it for this hour. Hour number 3 is coming up next. George Barnes is going to join us here right at the top of the hour. Actually talk a little bit about what Andy talked about a moment ago as well. So we'll be right back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.